to Afghanistan now, where U.S. and Afghan forces continue to clear southern Helmand province. It's been a long slog with dozens of casualties and the continued threat of roadside bombs. And as NPR's Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman reports, the most difficult part of the operation has just begun.
Brigadier General Larry Nicholson has been at war with insurgents now in Afghanistan for more than a year. After operations last summer in Helmand province and the fight now against the Taliban in Marja, Nicholson reminds his troops of this basic reality.
I tell the Marines consistently that, and they always give me big eyeballs when I say, we cannot win this war. Can't possibly win it, but we can help the Afghans win it.
Helping the Afghans win it means offering a better life. But Nicholson, speaking recently from Afghanistan, says not everyone in Marja believes that will happen.
We've got a very skeptical population here, though. The population here is concerned about what we're going to be able to do for them.
That's because if they've seen any government at all, says Nicholson, it's been corrupt politicians and police chiefs. The Marines say they have a narrow window to win over the residents of Marja.
We have failed to maintain security and to establish decent enough governance.
That's Alex Thier. He's an Afghan expert at the U.S. Institute of Peace, a nonpartisan group created by Congress. Thier says in past military operations in Afghanistan, the Americans were never able to provide both security and better governance.
People in Marja and places like Marja have actually preferred the Taliban to the government because of the lack of security, the lack of justice, the lack of rule of law that past missions have represented.
How much of this is really out of your hands if you're an American officer?
It is enormously out of our hands.
Thier says there's been one clear lesson from Vietnam to Bosnia to Iraq.
Unless it is ultimately under local leadership, then we will not succeed.
The American military leaders in Afghanistan are aware that history is not on their side, but say their mission is to try anyway. So their first step is transporting local leadership and bureaucrats into Marja by convoy. And those leaders will have to demonstrate to residents they're the legitimate government. One U.S. official says the second test will be if and when those leaders will, on their own, deliver schools, health clinics, and jobs to residents.
It's those basic level services that they are most looking for.
That's British Major General Nick Carter, the top NATO officer in the South, who briefed reporters from Kandahar Air Base. But he says local leaders just aren't getting the help they need from the national government, long seen as corrupt and incompetent.
Trying to get Afghan capacity from Kabul in support of the district governors is challenging. But nonetheless, there are some good Afghans stepping up to the plate in Kabul that are able to deliver what Afghans require on the ground. We're talking about basic stuff, basic human needs.
So that's the second part of the plan. Right now, it's the Marines who are delivering some of those basic human needs. The third part of this plan, long-term projects, also run by the Americans in the international community. One is an agricultural development plan that will bring tens of millions of dollars to Marja in Helmand province. It will help rebuild the rural economy with wheat and vegetable crops, along with fruit trees like pomegranates. Richard Owens manages the program for the State Department. He says it would begin with a quick infusion of cash for work.
Everything from rebuilding markets that were destroyed under the Taliban era to cleaning out, repairing irrigation canals, reestablishing nurseries, for example. We have a team ready to move out and begin cash for work. At this point, we're waiting for a green light.
Owens hopes to get that green light soon, once Marja's a little more stable. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.